Woodrow Wilson from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. Thomas Woodrow Wilson was the 28th President of the United States. He served two terms in office from 1913 to 1921. He was born in Virginia in 1856. Wilson suffered from dyslexia and didn't learn to read until he was 10 years old. He graduated from Princeton in 1879. He also studied law at the University of Virginia, and in 1883 gained a PhD in history and political science from Johns Hopkins University. Wilson advanced rapidly as a conservative young professor of political science and became president of Princeton in 1902. His growing national reputation led some Democrats to consider him presidential material. He was nominated for president at the 1912 Democratic Convention. He won only 42% of the popular vote, but got an overwhelming electoral vote to become president. Wilson passed bills for lower tariffs, a graduated income tax, the prohibition of child labor, 8-hour days for railroad workers, and more. These, and his promise to keep the USA out of World War I, meant he narrowly won re-election in 1916. However, after the election, Wilson said America could not remain neutral when German submarines were attacking US ships. Wilson declared war on Germany in April 1917. Wilson stated World War I was the war to end all war. Massive American effort helped the Allies win the war, and Germany surrendered in November 1918. Wilson helped create the League of Nations in Paris, but the Versailles Treaty failed in the Senate by 7 votes. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. He died in 1924, leaving his legacy for the USA to fight for democracy around the world.